Maduro loyalists burn American flag and no more Trump protest. By Francis Martel on August 12, 2019. A small group of radical supporters of Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro burned an incorrectly made American flag at a rally branded No More Trump organized to gather petitions against sanctions placed on the socialist regime, Venezuelan media reported on Sunday. Maduro announced the No More Trump campaign on Friday, designed as a response to a new set of sanctions freezing the U.S. assets of the regime in their entirety and targeting individuals or corporate entities that attempt to finance the regime. The campaign consists of a manifesto against President Donald Trump that Maduro has promised to hand to United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres along with the signatures of millions of Venezuelans, who he claims will have signed the manifesto. Saturday's event was intended to organize Maduro supporters and gather signatures for the letter. The global protest against Trump and his blockade that makes the people of Venezuela suffer starts this Saturday, August 10, Maduro promised on Friday. One slogan, hashtag no more Trump. Enough of making Venezuela suffer. Get your hands off Venezuela, Donald Trump. The rally on Saturday featured anti-Trump t-shirts reading Yankee Go Home, posters calling Trump the devil, and the aforementioned burning of the American flag. The cloth that the anti-American rally-goers waved and ultimately burned featured 15 stripes and what appeared to be around 40 stars. The American flag has 13 stripes, one for each of the original 13 colonies, and 50 stars, one for each state. In one photo of the burning, a Maduro supporter can be seen enjoying a Coca-Cola beverage, often seen as a symbol of American culture around the world, despite the rampant shortages of basic goods in the country. The agence France-Presse, AFP, claimed that thousands of Chavista supporters attended the No More Trump rally. AFP noted that many of the posters held up at the rally depicted violence or insulted President Trump. One poster showed, for example, an illustration of Maduro kicking Trump, along with the words loyal always, traitors never. Another, it added, simply read Trump, go sanction your mom. Other posters showed Simon Bolivar, the nation's founding father, doing the kicking. Late dictator Hugo Chavez also featured prominently in signs and posters, as Maduro proclaimed him eternal leader and insists on his image remaining a key part of Venezuelan socialist lore. Many protesters wore anti-Trump shirts. Maduro and his wife, first combatant Cilia Flores, were the first two to sign the petition against Trump, according to Maduro's government-controlled media. Maduro claimed that all the peoples of the world were united against Trump's imperialist aggression and that the small assembly his government had organized proved that. He went on to blame Venezuelan President Juan Guaido, who he is not allowed to govern by refusing to leave the executive spot after his term ended in January, for the sanctions against his regime. Yes, we can, Venezuela, defeat the economic aggression measures taken by the government of Donald Trump at the request of that bandit, that despicable worm named Juan Guaido. Despicable worm acting against his own country. A despicable bandit, it has to be said. Maduro told the audience. All this economic aggression against our finances, commerce, food, medicine for the people of Venezuela. All this evil, bestiality, has been requested and openly supported by that bandit. That treacherous worm named Juan Guaido, Maduro said. Worm or maggot is a decades-old communist term in Spanish typically used by the Cuban regime for Cuban refugees and the greater Cuban exile community. The Castro regime directly controls Caracas through Maduro, according to multiple Venezuelan officials who have defected. Vice President of Communications, Tourism, and Culture, which is one title, Jorge Rodriguez claimed on Sunday that the regime had gathered over 13 million signatures on Saturday. The manifesto will be open for signing until September 10, he added, calling Trump genocidal, racist, and a xenophobe. State television announced that the socialist regime would be installing regular petition signing checkpoints throughout the nation's largest cities beginning on Monday. Maduro attempted a similar petition campaign against Trump's predecessor, Barack Obama, in 2015. Obama had branded Maduro's Venezuela a national security threat to the United States at the time, citing Maduro's ties to terrorist organizations like the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, FARC, and Hezbollah. In response, Maduro announced that he would gather millions of signatures against the move and hand Obama personally the entirety of the petition at that year's Summit of the Americas. To gather the signatures, Maduro threatened all government employees with losing their job if they did not sign. All Venezuelans could receive bribes such as whole chickens, difficult to obtain in the starved socialist country, or a position further in front of their local supermarket lines in exchange for signing. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.